Leftists experience mass meltdown after Sean Spicer advances on DWTS. By Hannah Blow on October 22, 2019. Leftists on social media experienced a collective meltdown after former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer advanced to the next round of Dancing with the Stars, calling Spicer's supporters ugly racists. Spicer made it yet another round on DWTS alongside his dancing partner Lindsay Arnold. Spicer and Arnold danced the Viennese waltz on Monday, earning 21 points from the judges. The bottom two are determined by both judges' scores and votes from supporters. That considered, the duo ultimately secured a spot in the next round and Spicer maintained his streak of avoiding the bottom two altogether. Many leftists took to Twitter to express their dismay at Spicer's continued success on the show, calling his supporters ugly racists. Really wish those ugly racists would stop voting for that 5'5" can't dance for shit clown Sean Spicer, one user wrote. The racists at it again, saving Sean Spicer and booting off people who deserve to be there, another added. Others decried conservatives for supposedly rigging the show to own the libs. The fact that a train wreck like Sean Spicer has yet to even be in the bottom two on hashtag DWTS should be the wake-up call America needs to vote in 2020. One Twitter user wrote, adding, conservatives will stop at nothing to own the libs. They will vote in droves. Don't let them destroy your country for four more years. Sean Spicer fans, you caused this. If everyone watching the show would vote for actual talent and not make it about a popularity contest, this would have never happened. Do better, please hashtag DWTS, another tweet read. Others on Twitter launched expletives at Spicer, specifically. As usual, POTUS is doing his all to keep shitty people in positions they don't deserve. One user wrote in an apparent reference to President Trump encouraging people to vote for Spicer last week. Sean Spicer still being on hashtag DWTS is disgraceful. He should be ashamed, but like the rest of the maggots. He has no shame, the user added, purportedly using maggots as short for maggots. Just caught a glimpse of Sean Spicer on hashtag DWTS and now I feel like vomiting up my lunch, another Twitter user remarked. Fuck that piece of shit, who lied directly to the face of the American public. To cover for the most corrupt administration this country has ever seen, he continued. Fuck the show and the network as well. How the fuck is Sean Spicer still on DWTS? One woman asked. Literally get him the fuck off my screen. Spicer has seen tremendous support from conservatives and has specifically credited Breitbart Nation for supporting his run on DWTS. The former White House press secretary has repeatedly emphasized that his stay on the show is not about him. It is, he says, a greater movement that is demonstrating that conservatives should have a voice, even in the entertainment industry. I think the difference that I have, and I've said this to you before, that it's not just about me. It's about we. And I think people, that you know, your listeners, your readers, everyone, recognizes that the further I go, it's more about all of us, Spicer told Breitbart News Sunday. It's about like showing that hey, we are active, we are engaged, we view these shows. It reminds people that, you know, you can't overlook half of the equation if you will, and so that's good, he continued. Spicer previewed Monday's show on Breitbart News Sunday, warning that it was going to be a big test in terms of the magnitude of the conservative voice. During another appearance on Breitbart News Sunday this month, Spicer addressed the leftist critics who question how it is possible that he is continuing to advance on the show unscathed. The thing that I find funny is, it's the same kind of stuff harken back to the last election. How did this happen? And well, it's because we got out there and we voted. I know this is not even in the same ballpark as an election. We're getting real people and real policies. But it does send a message to these folks that like there are people out there who support the agenda and policies and want to see people do well. And I think it does send a great message that there's a good amount of support out there. When they look at their programming and they look at everything, they may hopefully, stop to say, hey, this Spicer guy has a lot of support from places like Breitbart. Maybe we should start to think just a little or even acknowledge that the programming or even the audience shares that point of view. I hope people understand that this is not just about me, Spicer added. This is hopefully about really something bigger.